What would you describe as the major changes and advances in science and technology related to the work that you did over the time?
Well, I think several things come to mind. I mean, I think the clearer understanding of nutrition being important was one. Another one being the knowledge about functional foods, so that's somewhat related to health and nutrition.
Now, functional foods, some people wouldn't understand.
Okay, functional foods is when you have a food that contains health benefits beyond the basic nutrition, so beyond protein and vitamins and minerals. You might have a specific compound that's present that has a huge impact on health. So most people would be aware of things called antioxidants, so that would be an example of a functional benefit beyond basic health. And so really I think a lot of Canadian grain actually falls into the functional food category. Things like flax, which is loaded with more than just you know, high levels of omega-3, but it also contains a lot of other specific components that adds to the health nature of flax.
And where's the research coming for those, out of those, out of universities, out of...
That would be mostly out of universities, yeah. Yeah.
Any disasters?
Well, I mean, other than sometimes a program not going as well as one hoped. But no, I wouldn't say really any disasters.
So what constitutes a project?
Program that doesn't really work out well, that could be that you have perhaps some problems getting your participants to the country, travel. One year we had SARS epidemic, which meant no one wanted to travel to Canada. So we lost a substantial amount of money on travel and hotels, and because we had to cancel everything. So that would have been one, I would say. That would be a disaster year for us, but those don't happen very often.